The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
And welcome to episode 162 of the Extra Mile Podcast. How is everybody? This is your host, Kevin. And I'm actually out in the evening for a nice little walk in a new neighborhood that they're building. You might hear some construction going on in the background. It's a new neighborhood they're building just adjacent to my son's soccer practice field. So while he's over there practicing, I thought I'd get some more walking in. I ran for the last couple of days, so today was definitely a non-running day for me, but I still like to get out and get a little walk in. I lifted today at lunch at the gym, and then I took a little bit of a walk after that as well. So just kind of building up some more steps today. My training is going okay. I'm not overly excited about it, and I'm not overly depressed about it. My long runs have been in the low sevens. Still got lots of time, but boy, do I get jealous when I see some of your other postings, and you guys are doing way, way longer than that. Nines, tens, elevens, twelves. But I got some time to build up, and anyway. I always seem to be behind all of you, and I guess that's where I belong, huh? The weather has been cooperating in the last week or so. I don't think it's going to stay like this, but the heat and humidity has certainly broken, and we've had temperatures going down into the mid-50s and at night, and then hitting in the mid-70s during the day, and the humidity's been very, very low. You'll hear my girlfriend Tricia talk about heading just up the road from me this weekend to Dayton, and can't wait to run in some of those lower temperatures. Pretty nice. So let's see, this episode I've got, I seem to have two common themes I want you to think about as you listen. The first one is some extra milers, quite a few, still coming back from injuries. In different spots of their comeback, you know. Some have just started feeling a little bit better. Some have gone through weeks and weeks and weeks of laying off the running and are coming back just very gently. And, still got some of that going on. And it's interesting as they talk about what may have caused the injury, or more importantly, what they could possibly learn and maybe try to avoid the next time. And the other common theme is yet more Extra Mile Podcast listener meetups. It does have me really, really jealous. I get jealous of a lot of things you guys talk about. In-person meetups is one of them. So, that's all I got. Let's get to the good stuff. And I have some other stuff I want to chat with you about at the end of the show. So check it out and stick around to the end and let's chat, huh? Y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Susan Sharp calling from Colorado. I just finished a 3.5 mile run listening to episode 161. It was super great to hear everybody's updates and how everybody is doing. Thanks, Scott, for the shout out on coming back from injury. Yes, it's a huge deal, and I'm so happy to be back out there. I'm also really happy that Carlos is coming back as well. Interestingly enough, Carlos and I started playing online Scrabble together, so I guess that's what injured runners do when they can't run. And hopefully we can keep it up even though we're both back out on the roads. So Kevin had posed a question or a thought about, you know, how do you not go crazy when you take that long of a break? For me personally, it was a 3-month break from running. And I'm a little different, I guess, because I do have other sports that I focus on all the time. So I was able to continue to cycle and swim, lift weights, and do yoga. And then in place of running, I just walked. Did it mean that I didn't miss running? Absolutely not. I missed running so much. But I shifted my focus in thinking everything that I was doing was going to help me come back to running. I was hoping it was. And so thinking about that instead of thinking about that I wasn't able to run really helped me. And then I just spent some extra time doing some things that I enjoy that are not fitness related. So whether that be do some artwork or spend some time in my kitchen baking or watching a documentary that interested me. You know, those kinds of things really helped and took my mind off the fact that I wasn't able to run. So I also wanted to talk about when you come away from these injuries, for me at least, it's always really good idea to think about lessons that I've learned. So can I change some things in my training? Do I need different shoes? Do I need just a different outlook on how fast I go out there or how many miles I'm trying to rack up? And for me personally, I had split tears in two of my peroneal tendons. So I went through a regeneration procedure. And when I went through that, I was told I can't take any NSAIDs. So no Advil. I wasn't able to take aspirin. I wasn't able to use any ice because the point of the therapy is to get your body to go through the inflammation and heal itself. And when I was finished, of course, you can go back to doing all those things. But for me, I have not taken any Advil or any NSAIDs for 4 months. And I realized that I was probably taking them too much. And as hard as it is to admit, sometimes I would take Advil before a run. And I just personally, now that I look back on that, think that probably wasn't the best idea. So as I've come back from the injury and the recovery, I've been able to take away some things that are very positive. And it probably doesn't mean I'll never be injured again. It's just part of the sport, and we deal with it and we get through it and hopefully makes us stronger. But if we can, you know, make it as, tolerable as possible, and then you can walk away learning some things, I think that's very helpful. So with that, I just want to say, you know, I'm still out there doing 3 miles, 3 or 4 miles, 3 times a week, and then doing my other sports. So it's been great, and wishing everybody that's ramping up into training or getting ready to run a race the best of luck, and y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Good morning, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Anthony from York, Pennsylvania. It's Thursday, August 10th. I just finished up a nice 8-miler. On my way to work. Just calling in with a quick submission to follow up on Mr. Daly and I did a group run, our second one, just this past Saturday, and we did 26.9 miles according to his Garmin, which coincidentally he says we just did an ultra marathon. Who am I to argue with a guy like that? So super, super excited about that run. Great training run. And the thing I loved about it the most was for as long as it took, it went by in the blink of an eye. It's amazing how time flies when you can just, you know, flap your gums and shoot the breeze with somebody. And we amazingly had something to talk about the entire time, and that really made it amazing. So I can't wait to do it with even more people in Richmond or wherever. I've had a group run with Jim earlier, did a group run with Mr. Hespel. Same thing, it went by like, it was 2 minutes. It was amazing. I'm really getting into this group, you know, running the partners front thing, because it just, you know, I'm beating a dead horse here, but it really is awesome just to talk with somebody. It really takes the monotony out of a run sometimes. You know, training can get a little overbearing at times, but my running's been great. Absolutely wonderful. I have no complaints. I'm not pushing it. I'm just enjoying it. Maybe that's why it's been going very well. Who knows? No races scheduled besides Richmond. Maybe make a visit to Bird in Hand to see everyone off and give them our best wishes. You guys will rock that race. Nothing else much to report besides just everything's just been great. And I'm over the moon about that. Kevin, keep up the great work. The podcast is getting better every episode. Thank you so much. And you all enjoy your extra mile. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Greetings, Kevin and fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners. Once again, Jim from south of Council Bluffs in Iowa, checking in with another boring old man report. Beatles for the lead-in. That one is titled, I've Just Seen a Face. In the last 5 miles, I just saw the face of ugly. Today is Thursday, August 10th, 2017. Sitting in the car at the trailhead. Came down, ran another 10-miler, which was, I think, about my fourth or maybe my fourth or fifth since I bumped it up to 10. Not sure, but again, it was out and back, which I haven't done too many of those this year. Five out, five back. I leave my water bottle at mile 4. When I drive down to the trailhead, I take a little different route, and I cross the Wabash Trail at mile 4. So I put my 12-ounce Gatorade bottle in a plastic grocery sack and hang it on a signpost there, and so I can grab a drink at 4, and then I carry it on up to 5, turn around, and then I can take a sip about every mile coming back, and it just about works out, and it's empty by mile 10, it seems like. So it's a little more humid. Temperature wise isn't too bad. It's you know, like 65-66 degrees, which isn't bad, but it's awful humid. I got a lot of sweat on me right now, and I'm not a big sweater. Interesting run. The last two runs have been just about identical. I've gone out to 5 fairly easy, very easy. Right at 9 minutes, a 9-minute pace. And then I turn around and I come back, and my goal is to try to come back at an 8-minute pace. That's not easy to do. I had two 755s. I think mile 7 was 755 and mile 10 was 755. But I think I had a couple 807s in there. And maybe an 801 or 802. So anyway, I ended up coming back in an 801 average pace. And if you're a runner, that 1 second just kills you. 801. What, you know, what's that all about? Come on. So not bad. Satisfied with it. Now, could I run 10 at an 8 minute pace? No, I don't think so. I think those days are in the rearview mirror. Could I run... I think I could run 10 on the flats. I could, you know, because I did hills today. There's probably 400, over 400 feet of elevation today. But on the flats, I'll bet you I could get close to 8 for 10 miles. It wouldn't be pretty. It'd hurt. But I, you know, why? Why do I do it? You know, what am I training for? I don't race. Training for old age, and hell, I've already got there, so you know, I'm just training for life, I guess. So anyway, that's my boring old report. Let's see, listen to the latest Extra Mile podcast, listen to the Galloway podcast, finished it up today. Here's an interesting thing. The other day I'm running, what's today, Thursday, Tuesday, I'm running a 10 miler. And I'm listening to a genealogy podcast. Yeah, that's what old people do. I'm listening to a genealogy podcast, and they're interviewing a guy. A guy's being interviewed who owns a software company. He writes software programs for genealogy, for family trees, that kind of crap. But anyway, right toward the end of the interview, the guy doing the interviewing says to the host, he says, now tell us a little bit about this running that you got into and your fascination with running at Disney. And the guy goes on to tell a story, and in the course of the story, he talks about Jeff Galloway, and he talks about the run, walk, run program and how he got hooked with it. Trying to run with his wife, found out he was totally out of shape. Anyway, he started doing the run, walk, run, and now he runs marathons, half marathons. He's lost 50 pounds, and, you know, a nice little plug for the Galloway program embedded in, of all things, a genealogy podcast. So that's pretty interesting. Listened to all those podcasts. Some interesting things on there I might comment on. Maybe in another submission. Paying attention to what's going on the Facebook page. Some interesting stuff there. I think the longest discussion I saw of all things had to do with how do you carry your damn telephone when you run. I think that thing went on and on and on and on. And finally somebody says, I don't carry my phone when I run. And everybody thought, well, that wasn't right. You're supposed to carry your phone in case you have a heart attack or die or something. You need to call for help. But I don't know. I've never, ever carried a telephone on a run. I've carried it when I've walked because you can do that, but never on a run. So, you know, I guess for safety, I carry my little sandwich bag with my little rolls of toilet paper in it for emergency stops, and then inside there I also have a voided out photocopy of my driver's license with a phone number on the back side of it. So I guess if I fall over and somebody finds me, they can dial a phone number and tell my wife to meet me at the hospital. So really interested to see the guy down, and I think he's in Oklahoma. I think he goes by Cowboy or something. The guy's running a lot of miles. I've got ALS, but ALS doesn't have me as his tagline. God bless you. I think is his name Kevin? I can't remember. Somebody posted a page out of an article, and you can't read the article, of course, but on the page it says that he's running with a feeding tube in his stomach. And here's a guy doing what he's doing. God bless him, and more power to him. He should be the hero. He's the poster boy of the Facebook page, I think. So anyway, it's interesting and kind of to watch the to watch what people are posting, what people are doing. I don't know if I'll keep posting my stuff on there. It's kind of redundant to do a submission where you talk about your training, post it on Facebook every other day you run, or every day if you put your biking days on there. And then I also have to go to my Running Ahead site, and I have to download all the stuff into there and write my comments so my fellow Team SAP members can keep up with one another. So I don't know. It seems like it's a lot of redundancy entering the same information basically three times if you count a submission as an entering information. Anyway, I'm blabbering on as I usually do. Let's see what the Beatles are doing right now. They're not on. It's between songs. So I'll just end by saying, Jim from South of Counts the Bus, checking in, checking out. Everybody stay safe. Fall's going to be here before you know it. Talk to you all later. Thanks for all you do, Kevin. Appreciate it. You're underappreciated. You're underpaid. But I guess somebody has to do it. See ya. Bye.
Greetings, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Jim. Calling in, actually taping, from my car right now. So, first things first, I guess I need to offer an apology for the last episode. Somehow, part of my show ended up being included in my submission. The first part you heard was actually the only part I was planning on sending. I really do try to keep these things short. But somehow you got, 15 minutes of my show that ended up getting attached along. I'm not sure how that happened, but it happened, so there it is. So if you enjoyed that, well, great. You now know what my show's like, so feel free to stop on by. But again, I don't plan on making these long taping things for this show, because there's lots of folks who need to have a chance to say something, and they're as interesting, if not more, than anything I have to say. So, there you go. So, as a makeup, I have a surprise for you for this recording. Stay tuned.
All right. My turn? Okay, I think I will. This is me. This is Dwayne from the central Pennsylvania area. Checking in. I haven't sent in a submission for a little bit. Missed episode 161, so I thought I'd better get one in now, and for a couple reasons. For one thing, I want to clear up the ambiguity that Kevin expressed in the last episode. So I have not run in one single organized event all year, and here it is, August 12th, Saturday, August 12th, as I make this recording. And that was because of my knee injury during the spring, which took me out of three prepaid events. But it was a really quick fix. I feel 100% and real good, actually. But I wanted to say, those of you, man, a lot of you are hurt out there and are just kind of working way through it slowly. I mean, I don't want to talk about how quickly I got over mine, because it's not the same for everybody. It just might take some time for some of you. So just hang in there. I hope you find it encouraging to be able to share your story with others. And a lot of people are so willing to add, to help with advice and just with encouragement. So that's cool to see. Yeah, my dogs are trying to give their input into the submission here as they bark away out there. So anyway, I'm back though, and today was a really good indicator of it. I had a really good long run today, and it was kind of forced. I got up late. I wasn't sure when this weekend I was going to try to get it done. I got up late this morning, and I knew I had family coming at a certain amount of time. So in fact, in some ways, I felt it was sort of it sort of was incentive for me to really, you know, to really work at the run and get it done in a timely fashion. Now, it is a long run. I really shouldn't be running it too hard. But all I know is there was a bit of an adrenaline rush as I started, because I knew my wife was already kind of mad at me for waiting so long to go out. And so I had that little pressure in my head, like, you better pick it up. You know, run faster than you should and just get it done. And that little bit of adrenaline, I think, really helped. I had the best workout that I've had in a long time. And so it really feels good. I mean, everything feels healthy. I have no pain anywhere. I did a 10-mile long run today in preparation for the Bird in Hand Half Marathon, which I did want to clear that up. I am running in the Bird in Hand, Kevin, with Suzanne and Nate and anybody else who wants to come by. I think Connie might come down from Reading and join us. And as I tried to tell them, they provide a free lunch for friends and family that come and support you in the race. So after the race, when we all recover, we can all sit down together for a free lunch. And that includes really good stuff, a bunch of fresh hamburgers and hot dogs and potato salads and desserts and drinks, all complimentary. So it'll be a nice time for us all to catch up. So come on over if you're within driving distance of the race and cheer us on. Anyway, I had a 10-mile long run this morning, and I just kind of threw some shorts on and a shirt that I like to run with, and I put on a hydration pack. I have the one that has the Nathan, I guess it's called, that has the two bottles in the back. You got to keep it real tight though, so it doesn't bounce. And and I did. I got it cinched up nice. I had my random adult alternative station on iHeartRadio. I had my Strava application running, both through my phone. And I had my Garmin set, which I can't get loaded into my computer anymore. So I have to have all these things at once. It's ridiculous. But anyway, I just started going. And I felt good right off the bat. And I knew I was going to go out of the gate too fast. I guess I could check the details. I ran like an 8:23 first mile. And I thought, well, I'll just pull it back. It just felt good to kind of get going. My legs felt under me right off the bat. And so I just, it was an out and back. So I was going to go out 5 miles and come back. And I have all the landmarks. I mean, I'm running through woods a bit, then out in the field. And then it's all along the Susquehanna River. And so I just felt good. So I just kind of kept the pace, and I knew the miles were going to fly by, and they did. I just kept myself relaxed. I kept my legs rotating smoothly. I didn't feel like I needed to, I didn't panic. I just thought the time will go, the miles will turn away and be behind me, in no time. Just relax and enjoy your run. And I did. And it just went by fast. I ran well. I ran, I guess, like an average, Strava would say I ran an average of 8:16 miles, which right now for a 10-mile run, and I felt good at the end. I did push the last mile to like an under 8 minute, about an 8:03 pace, but and I could push, and I wasn't all that, it was not in bad shape at the end. So I'm just really grateful. I just had such a great workout, and I'm not sure what to attribute it to, because this week I've had a total of 19.8 miles total, including that long run. So on Tuesday, I had a five mile tempo run that I ran. And then Thursday was like just a 4 miler on an old course that I used to run before I even started running seriously. I hadn't run it in 10 years, so that was fun. And then I just ran this 10 miles. So I'm under 20 miles this week, but I feel real good. So I don't know what that means. I have no formal training plan for my half marathon or my marathon yet, which I really need to start. I need to start slipping into something more structured than just my instincts. But I've been getting out 3 times a week only for these, you know, anywhere from 4 to 7 miles during the week. And then, hopefully a long run like this. And and I feel good. So I don't know how that's going to translate in terms of race day in September. I really do have a goal. I wanted to run it in under 1:45, which my body feels like it can do that. If I just attend to things the right way from here on out. But here's the deal. I had to get my run in this morning because I won't be able to get a long run in next weekend. That's the weekend I'm flying out to Portland. And if you remember my report, I was going to run a race, a 15-mile race that ended with a big lunch and a viewing party out there. Well, as things turn out, that race was canceled. I noticed by the registration page that they just kind of replaced the 15-mile race with prizes and all that with instead with a cornhole tournament, which does not interest me in the least, although I can be pretty competitive with cornhole. But I noticed that. And I think they had trouble with the logistics because those roads out there on eclipse day, if you have been watching the news, are going to be really ridiculously saturated with traffic. We've got millions of people from the Seattle area and millions from the San Francisco area that they anticipate are going to be taking the trip up either during the weekend or on Monday the 21st. You know what? By the time you hear this, it's all going to be over. So, you know what? Here's a scenario for you. This could be a very valuable submission because I'm heading right into the middle of that mayhem of humanity. This is the height of wildfire season. It's the height of summer vacation time. So the national parks out there in west and eastern Oregon are already filled with campers and vacationers. And then you add the millions of people who aren't experienced at camping, heading in there over the weekend, not handling their fires properly, not bringing enough food and water because the roads could easily be jammed with people who are getting in and out of their cars to look up at the eclipse or have broken down and emergency vehicles can't get to them. So all kinds of stuff could be happening, and I could be right in the middle of that, although I was wise enough, I think, to stay a little further west, a little further east into the deserts of Oregon, and hopefully I'll miss some of that. So anyway, hopefully this is not the last time you hear my voice as I go ill-prepared to watch this eclipse, which I've been anticipating for 35 years of my life. It better be clear weather. I'm not going to try to get too much of it caught on camera. There'll be plenty of professional video and photographs available for that. I'm going to try to maybe record the surroundings as it's happening and some of the people around me. I anticipate donning a very adventurous outfit for Eclipse Day. Keep Portland Weird is the slogan for the town, and I am going to do my best as a guest to that area to contribute to that moniker. How's that? Okay, I'm sure you'll see a picture or two of that if it comes together. But anyway, long submission, just all that to say my training is starting to ramp up. I feel great and encourage you that aren't to hang in there and feel better and get back in it. I look forward to seeing some of you at the Bird in Hand. I look even more forward to meeting all the guys that look like we'll be running the Richmond Marathon, which is what I'm going to be ramping up for as well in the fall. And I'll see you guys down there. I have goals for that race too, but let's see how Bird in Hand works out before I define them. All right. Hey, you know what? Really nice talking to you guys. 10 minutes and 30 seconds. Don't yell at me. Bye. Sugar, do, 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 do. Aw, honey, honey, do, 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 do.
Homer, what's going on down there?
Nothing.
Then stop screaming so loud.
Okay.
Hello, Kevin and all you extra milers. It's Chris checking in from Virginia Beach. And I just finished up this morning's speed workout here at the track. I was scheduled for 14 by 800s with a 400 meter walk break in between each one. I was having a really great workout, had gotten through 8 of them, and I got ran off the track by the local field hockey team. So, unfortunately, I did not get all 14 in, but I did get 8 of them in. The target time that Coach Twiggs had given me was for 4:05, and my times ranged from anywhere from 3:35 to 4:06. The 3:35 was the first one, went out way too hard, but also this was the first time I've done these with no walk break during the 800, so I was trying to figure out exactly how hard I had to go and was probably running about as hard as I had been running with the walk break planned. So once I kind of got that figured out, things settled in anywhere between the 355 and 406 mark. But really good workout, despite getting it cut short by the high school. But anyway, I just wanted to check in with a quick training update. I'm not going to take a bunch of your time. But I hope you guys are doing well. I'm looking forward to seeing a few of you at Baltimore in October and several more of you guys at Richmond in November. Looks like we're going to have an opportunity for a couple extra mile podcast meetups. So that should be a lot of fun. I wish I was going to be up in Birmingham maybe next year for that one. But anyway, that's going to be it for today. Just checking in with a quick training update. Hope you guys have a great day and enjoy your extra mile. I'm out.
Okay. Hello, Kevin and all you extra milers. Oh, this is Jim. And...
Good morning.
Anthony. Good morning.
So, yes. So, only last episode, Kevin was talking about how he likes it when people get together for races. Well, you now have Jim and...
Anthony.
...together for a training run. So, there you go. I'm not sure if we're the first people to do that, but if we are...
Ha-ha!
So, there you are. So, I promised you a makeup for that really long recording that happened last one, because you ended up getting part of my show. I wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah.
There you go. So, enjoy your extra mile from Jim and...
Anthony.
Later.
Hi, this is Tom from Carrboro, North Carolina, calling for an update, and I have not made any update in about a year now. And one of the reasons is that I had been going through a major clinical depression, and that had been since the fall of last year, and I had been struggling with many issues related to that. However, the one thing that I kept doing, even though at times during the depression I didn't enjoy much of anything, was running, and it also helped me get through the depression. In fact, I did a half marathon, the Tobacco Road half marathon, where it was like I was a zombie out there, but I did it, and I would think, and I did it with the time of about 2:48, which was about 20 minutes slower than any half I've ever done. But I think it was one of the biggest accomplishments because I did it, and that was a really good thing. I'm doing better now, you know, still struggling, but I'm doing better, and I'm training for another half marathon in the Hamptons, and just did a 8-mile training run with a Galloway group in Raleigh, which went pretty well. And last week I did my first sprint triathlon, which worked out pretty well. I ended up doing the run walk by, they told me that the transition between from the bike to the run was pretty hard, so I took it easy and walked for 90 seconds, and then I did a 30-30 interval for the beginning, and then once I got comfortable, I went to a 50-25 interval, and I passed a few people on the way in the running part. So that was my strongest, of course, was the running part of the triathlon. And while I don't think I'm going to do a lot more of them, I may try to do it, you know, once a year or so. But that's been working out. And I'm just keeping on running, and that's what I've been doing through the good and the bad. And anyway, that's all I have. Thanks. And just want to say hi to Kevin again. I didn't get to congratulate you on your 10-year anniversary, but I wanted to do that right now. So congratulations, and hope for another many more years. Enjoy your extra mile, as Kevin would say. Bye-bye.
Hello, extra milers. It's Jane calling from South Wales. I'm on the second week of my customized training plan with Coach Chris. And today I'm going to do some speed work because I'm not doing a time goal. I'm only doing half mile repeats. And I've got four of those to do today. So right at this minute, I'm actually walking my half mile route, and then I will do my first speed session back. And it's going really well. I'm really enjoying it. Last week I did some tempo runs, which I found really useful. I didn't find the running hard, funny enough. It wasn't that. It was actually keeping my mind focused and keeping on a pace. That's what I found more challenging. But it went well. I kept everything within the pace that I wanted. I've also done a live link up with Chris and some of the others that were doing customized training, and that was quite fun. I've never done any sort of Skype or live video chatting ever, so that was quite an experience. First of all, when I first spoke to Chris, I didn't realize he could see me, so that was a bit of a shock, because I was covered in flour at the time, so I had to remove him to another room. And good morning. And secondly, when I done the live link, I didn't realise that I could see everybody else that was in the live link. So again, that was a surprise, but a nice surprise. I mean, I really enjoyed it, and I enjoyed listening to everybody else's questions as well, which was great. So that's me, really. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm up to at the moment. I haven't got a marathon until September the 3rd, and then I got one September the 3rd and the following Saturday, so I got another two back to back. They're all off road again, so good morning, which will be fun. But I'm off to do my speed work now, so I hope you all enjoy your extra mile.
Hello, Kevin. Hello, everyone. This is Christer from Sweden. So I had to abandon my marathon training and now switched over to Plan B, which will include a 20k trail race in France the 1st of November. Well, things are not really set yet, but that's my plan for now, and that's what I'm training for now. And to be honest, when I decided to jump off the marathon program, I felt much better. I felt relieved. It was it turned into a task too big for me at the moment. So a 20k, that's hopefully something that I can achieve. Yeah, I'll do my best, and I'll get back to you with more reports. My training isn't going that bad, actually. I could be better, but it's okay, I guess. And I'll get back to you with more reports later on. See you. Bye-bye. Well, good morning, everybody. This is Carlos. As you can hear, I'm running. This is about week three, maybe week four, into my stamina building project. I have gradually worked my way up from 10 minutes of continuous running to 40 minutes. Hello, runner coming through. Thank you.
Morning.
Well, morning.
For the
Bill.
Oh, how are you, Carl?
Hello, dog. Just coming up to the scout hole, which will be about 8 minutes since I started my run. I'm at Lambrick Park doing loops. I will run 20 minutes in this direction and then switch back and do 20 minutes in the other direction. It's what I call the washing machine workout.
7 minutes, 38 seconds. Distance, 1 kilometer. Average pace, 7 minutes, 37 seconds per kilometer.
I'm going to keep this reasonably short, as I know that Kevin will be receiving lots of submissions. I started just after the 5 minute update and I will be stopping just after the 10 minute. So it'll be about 5 minutes with me and then I will hand you over to my colleagues. Lambrick Park is a large playing field with baseball diamonds and soccer fields and a nice gravel trail all the way around the outside. So as I approach my 10 minute reminder, which will remind me to stop my recording, I will say goodbye to you now. Carlos, the running jackal from Victoria, signing out.
Hey there, Extra Milers. This is John from Annapolis, Maryland. I'm a first-timer on this podcast, but I've been running for several years, starting in my early 50s. I've taken up backpacking and hiking in my 60s, and now I'm back to running in my 70s. I'm not terribly social, but I enjoy supporting others and hearing all of your stories. And the older I get, the more support I feel I need. I have an ambitious bucket list still. August 27th, that's just a few days away, I'm running in the Annapolis 10-miler, which is a run through a beautiful Annapolis, Maryland, and past the Naval Academy and through some of the surrounding hills, and it's usually a pretty hot run. In November, I'm set to run in a 20-mile segment of a marathon in the Outer Banks around Kitty Hawk, with my daughter finishing the last six. That's going to be hard to train for that, because it's so close. Then in March 2018, at 75 years old, I plan to run my first and maybe my last marathon at Virginia Beach. I've had a lumbar fusion, and I have lots of niggling medical issues, but I hope to be able to train up for all of this without injury. Galloway all the way. I'll post periodically on Facebook and maybe see some of you at the Shamrock Marathon in Virginia Beach. This is John from Annapolis signing off.
Hello, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Jim.
And Anthony.
And we have just finished our marathon training run, and I do mean marathon. We went over 26.2. According to my watch, we went 26.9 miles today. So almost 27.
Not bad.
Yep. I mean, that includes the walks to the... Okay. Sorry, you get a break and go to the bathroom and stuff like that. But I mean, you know what? This is a Galloway program, so the walking counts. So almost 27 today.
Yeah.
And according to my watch, it took us about 6 hours to do that. But again, that includes, we had like one stop, I think. That first stop, I think we stopped for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, that was a nice break.
So we had a long break there, so. But we're done. It's a gorgeous day. It's Saturday. And the two of us are going to go grab a shower separately. and then we're going to go to our respective homes and take a nap.
And eat.
And eat.
And eat.
And eat. and then there'll probably also be some beer.
Yes.
There will definitely be some beer. So from the Heritage Rail Trail County Park here in York County, PA, this is Jim.
And Anthony.
Saying, enjoy your extra mile.
Toodles.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Suzanne calling in from Stratford, Ontario for a change. I'm up here for a week of Shakespeare Theater. Actually, I won't see any Shakespeare plays, which takes a lot of skill to come to a Shakespeare festival, see four plays and not a single one be Shakespeare, but I can do that. And I'll get a run in by the Avon River, nice and flat here, and it's going to be cool in the morning. So actually, I'm going to get two. I'll run tomorrow and Saturday before we head back to Lexington on Sunday. Last Saturday, I got in 13 miles that were not pretty, but you know what? You take them when you can get them. And at this point, I'll be kind of tapering down, looking forward to Bird in Hand with Nate and any other extra miler that happens to show up. I'm bringing 10 cowbells. If anybody's going to be there to cheer us on, we would gladly share the noise with you. And then from that, my next race, which is sort of the goal race for this year, will be the Iron Horse Half in Midway, Kentucky. Kevin, I think there's still slots open, but the tickets, the bibs are kind of expensive now. And Hal and Peg and several of us are coming down, and we're going to go out there to run those hills one more time in beautiful horse country. That's it from Suzanne in Stratford. Y'all enjoy your extra mile and just keep on running.
Hi, extra milers. This is Connie from Pennsylvania, and man, has it been a crazy few weeks since I last called in with a report. This past Sunday was my first run back since July 9th. That was like 6 weeks. I spent 4 weeks down with a back injury that had me in the ER twice, and it ultimately required two epidural steroid injections to provide relief. My doctor assured me that running didn't cause the injury, but he said if I'm going to continue to run, I'm going to have to take it slow and as low impact as possible. In other words, Jeff Galloway's method is absolutely perfect as long as I don't push it too much. So after spending 6 weeks not able to run, I had 4 weeks I could barely get out of bed, and then 2 weeks after the epidural injections just recovering, I don't care how slow I have to run. I am just so happy to be running again. My original goal for this fall was the Ocean City Half Marathon in September, and obviously that's not going to be possible, but they offer a 5K that same day, so I'm just going to do that. It's still being run on the boardwalk there in Ocean City, and I get a really cool medal even just for the 5K. So I'm really happy with that. But I still wanted to train and have a goal race, and I also didn't want to have any extra pressure as far as meeting time requirements or anything like that right away. So I decided I wanted to train for the virtual Jeff Galloway Half Marathon in December. It'll be great because there, you know, no stress, no, you know, time goal, because I'm doing it all by myself. And if it takes me 3.5 hours, it doesn't matter. I don't have a minimum pace or anything. And I still get to, you know, enjoy the fun of a Jeff Galloway race, get the really cool medal. And hopefully there'll be a lot of us who will be running it together, a lot of extra milers who'll be running it together virtually. So that'll be really cool. But I was already a part of the Jeff Galloway customized training program. And of course, I had a training plan that took me out to September 24th for the Ocean City Half Marathon, which, as I said, isn't going to happen. But I talked to Coach Twiggs about it, and he was willing to totally wipe out everything and start over with a training plan for the JG 13.1 in December. So we're going really, really slow. And today was actually my very first day of the new training. I was so happy. It was just so exciting to be back doing the customized training, having my little assignment that I had to do. And I'm just really excited because it's going to be, you know, slow and easy with no stress just to get to the virtual JG 13.1. But I have to say, you guys were my sanity while I was basically bedridden. I was barely able to even walk down the hall at some points, but I would lie in bed and listen to past episodes of the podcast. It's kind of one of the good things about being a relatively newbie to the Extra Mile podcast is I have years and years of previous episodes that I can listen to, and they're still all new to me. So anyway, I listened to those for hours and hours, and it made me feel, you know, a little bit more part of running and closer to running and not so alone. And you guys really kept me company while I was down. So, you know, I'm thankful for you guys. I'm glad to be back. And I hope you all enjoy your extra mile.
Greetings, Kevin and fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners. This is Jim from south of Council Bluffs in Iowa. It is the day after the eclipse, whatever day today is, day after the eclipse, 22nd, 21st, somewhere in there. But I saw on last night's, I guess it was yesterday or the day before even, I don't even remember. Yeah, I think it was last night, on the webpage, that Facebook page, yeah. Kevin put his call out for submissions, and I'm pretty sure I've sent him one or two. I don't know, I send him too many. Hopefully he just picks and chooses, but put a call out for submissions, like I said, and so today being Wednesday, what is today? Tuesday, yeah. Jeez, yeah, Tuesday. I ran Monday. Today's Tuesday. It was supposed to be a bike day. Woke up. It was still sprinkling. Rained all hard all night. And didn't want to take the bike on the trail. Good thing I didn't, because down there at about, pretty close to where I turned around at 2.5 miles, there was a big branch. Fell out of the tree. right across the trail, so I could crawl through it, but I wouldn't want to have to stop the bike and try to get the bike through it. But anyway, so today was a walk day, 5 mile walk, and adding a few little jogs, just no particular ratio, just walking and then jogging when I feel like it for a little bit, and then back to walking. So I was pretty good. I walked all the way out to the 2.5. I'm trying to show a little restraint, hard to do, but this will be a 4-day week in terms of running, and if I'm doing 10s, that's 40. I don't need to add another 5 or 10 miles of run walk. You know, that's just stupid. There's, you know, risk reward comes into play. And so as it is, Friday I'll do 10, and then Sunday probably, I don't, you know, if I do 10, it's 40. I might stop at 6 and just make it a 36. And then depending on what I can do, bike or run walk, you know, it's going to be more than enough miles on the legs. So, geez, as it was, I went past the damn, I went 12 seconds past my 5 mile mark. 104.48 minus 12, 104.36 for the 5 miles. So anyway, I'm getting back close to where I parked down here, and that will be the, I don't know how I ended up, I must have went past, yeah, I think I did, I think I went past the 2.5, because I'm short on the stopping point here, which is fine, no big deal, just another couple hundred yards to the car. So I think somebody else, or no, Kevin put a video clip. I thought I was old. Here's this old guy sitting in a damn rocking chair talking to his minions. I don't have a rocking chair. Man, and I am old. But anyway, Kevin puts out the call for, he needs, a friend of his needs motivation, to get her motivation back, her mojo back. So I, you know, I don't know, probably not the best for any input on that. I, for the 40, what is it, 42, 43 years, 1975, so it's 42 years that I've been running, and never lost my motivation. It's kind of the opposite way around. If I miss a run, or if there's an injury, hell, if I even stub my toe, you know, my first thought is, God, you know, I gotta run. So I've never had a problem with being motivated to run, so I don't know if I'm the best for advice, but I guess I would just say that ain't nobody gonna do it for you. You know, if you understand, and if you know, you can appreciate the benefits of a running lifestyle, then that's enough. You don't need any more motivation. That's your motivation. Get out there, one foot in front of the other. It's the easiest thing in the world to do, you know. And it doesn't make any difference if you run a mile, walk a mile. You know, the calorie burn is going to be pretty near the same. A little more cardio, obviously, benefit on the running aspect of this, of the runner walk formula. But yeah, I that's all the motivation I think somebody would need, is just the healthy lifestyle, the burn of the calories, the quote runner's high, which I've never really known if I've understood that. That's always been one of those things that was flying above my pay grade. I don't know, when I get done with a hard run, sometimes I'm thinking, holy shit, I feel horrible. So, I don't know, runner's high. But anyway, that's your motivation. It's just to live a long, active, healthy life. If not for yourself, which is plenty enough, you know, for those around you. So, I guess that's my 2 cents, and it's probably not even worth 2 cents. Yesterday was the big eclipse. Where I'm at, we had 99%. Kind of cloudy, partly cloudy, thin clouds, but I put my welder's mask on and sat out on the deck, and we watched it get, didn't get totally dark at 99%, but it changed to twilight. I mean, it was kind of cool, and the temperature did drop, and yeah, it was kind of neat. And the next one, total one, is 21 something year, 21 something, so I won't be around for that. But my mom, who is 105, the last total eclipse to come through Nebraska was in 1919. She was 7 years old, and now she's 105, so she lived through two of them. So enough, I'm just blabbering on. So from Jim from South of Council Bluffs, Iowa, I am out of here. Thanks, Kevin, again, for all you do.
Hey, Kevin.
Chris, I kind of feel like we probably have new listeners, right? Nobody knows who I am. You know who I am. You know who I am. I don't like to talk about myself, right? It's not about me. So anyhow, this is Chris, and I'm not from any place in particular. I just live in the sky. So I was out running this morning. I was on the rail trail down Cape Cod trying to finish up a... Oh, heck. Oop, what's going on up ahead? Trying to finish up a 13-mile run. By the way, I'm driving. There's stoplights on here. People are slamming on their brakes. I'm on 495 East, but it's actually, I'm heading kind of northwest right now, even though it's east, because the way to do the highways right is it's where the start and the end is. It's not the actual direction of the road. So even though I'm on 495 East, I'm actually going northwest because I'm looking at the sun, and that's, you know, unless the earth moved, that's where I am. Got to shift. Oop. Coming by, this might be Gillette Stadium up here. Maybe there's something going on today. Wouldn't be a Patriots game. Maybe it's a soccer game or something, or a tractor pull or some whatever other ridiculous crap they do up here in Foxborough. But anyhow, I was out running this morning. Hot as hell. I was trying to recover. Yeah, I was at like mile 13 doing a 17 or so mile run. Trying to recover. It's hot as hell, and I got a little low on fluids in the middle because I was having some classic sort of dehydration symptoms. Should have had some salt with me or maybe some fuel, but yeah, so I was suffering pretty badly coming back in, and so I was running into traffic on the rail trail, right? So the rail trail is a paved rail trail, you know, one good sized lane wide. What's that, 8 feet wide? And frankly, I was running on the side, since it was like 10 o'clock in the morning, I was running on the east side of the trail, again, with the cardinal directions here, because that's where the shade was, and I was suffering badly from dehydration and just, not wanting to run in the sun, so I was running on the east side of the trail, and a guy came by in a bike, so he's coming right at me, right? So if you're running on the road, typically when I run on the road, especially if there's no sidewalk, I'm going to run into traffic so I can see who's about to hit me and get the hell out of the way if I have to. There we go. Traffic's picking up again. So this guy's coming straight at me with his bike, and he starts gesturing at me and saying, run on the other side, like yelling at me. And so I said, screw you, because I wasn't in the mood for it. I was pretty deep into the dark place at that point, down a few quarts. But he didn't turn around and come back, because I definitely would have, you know, it would have been no problem for me to stop and have fisticuffs with this guy at that point. I was in a foul enough place in my run. But my question is, are there any rules, huh? What are the rules? What are the traffic rules on a bike trail? Are you supposed to run into traffic? Or are you supposed to run with traffic? What are you supposed to do, you know? Because I always see these people who are... You know, when I'm out there on my bike, I got to be really careful because people tend to take up both lanes and push you off into the weeds, right? You got to be careful. And people just are erratic, right? I see people out there, they're on their phone, right? They're texting while riding a bicycle in traffic on the bike trail. But if I'm running, I'm running into traffic. I can see them coming. There's enough of a shoulder. I can step off the trail into the dirt and not, you know, even if it gets really gnarly, I can get entirely off the trail. So I don't know, that's my question for you guys is, what are your thoughts on the traffic rules for the lonely rail trail, huh?
Hi, this is Becky from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm sitting here at home after just finishing my, first training run since completing a half marathon on Saturday, and I was hoping I could give a race report today on that race. So I completed the Madison Mini, which is a race that takes place in Madison, Wisconsin, and is really, I have only positive things to say about the race. So I've done a lot of half marathons before, and so so I was excited about this one. I was confident, but I was also nervous. It's my first half marathon of sort of 2017, and for me, it always takes a bit to ramp up, and so although I was confident that I could make the distance, I wasn't exactly sure what my time would be, and I wasn't exactly sure, you know, if there were any factors that I couldn't control that would end up playing a role. And so a funny story to start it off was that because this race is in Madison and is so logistically simple for me, I was sitting at home on Friday night eating dinner, and I realized that I had forgotten to go pick up my packet. I had thought that I would do it over lunch on Friday, but it had been such a busy day that I forgot, and I didn't even remember until 7 o'clock. And so I was like, oh my gosh, what if I can't do the race because I don't have my packet? But luckily, packet pickup was open until 8 o'clock. And so I could quickly just pop in my car, head over across town, get my packet, and everything worked out. But I did think that that was pretty funny, that I'm becoming so confident in my racing that I forget the very important details, such as picking up your timing chip. But yeah, so that was kind of amusing to me on Friday night. But the race on Saturday was great. It started at 7 o'clock. I got down there no problem. And one thing that I was thinking about a lot before this race was how to set a reasonable time goal. This is a race that lots of my family and lots of my friends do. And so for a long time, I felt like I didn't want to do races like this because they were all there. And you know, maybe 5 or 10 years ago when we all started running together, we all ran very similar paces. And so it was fun to do races together, to be a little bit competitive and see who could come in first. And it was pretty close. We were all very equal runners. But, you know, as the years have progressed, like they have all become substantially faster than I have. And I guess that for many years, I sort of felt bad about that and didn't know how to handle it. And so I decided maybe not even, you know, overtly, like it was just something that I did subconsciously, that I didn't want to run races with them anymore because it was just, I would just end up feeling bad about myself. And over the years, I am glad that my perspective has changed and I realized that, you know, it doesn't really matter what they're doing. If I wanted to run faster, I could. I would just have to train faster. And yet I don't and I won't. And I have no desire to sort of put in the effort required to meet some of these time goals. And so because of that, there's really no reason I should compare myself to them, and that it's really just about me figuring out how to have fun in the race that I want to run. And so this was the first year that I think I sort of had this philosophy, and it was great. Lots of my friends did the race. They all beat me, and that was okay. And I really felt good about the race afterwards, even though my time was not my fastest. It was what I had been training, and it was a very good time for the race, the runs that I had been doing. So that was sort of a mental shift, which made me proud that, you know, I'm evolving and not being so competitive about things that don't matter, and getting back to like the true spirit of running, which is just really about running for myself and learning to have fun. But yeah, getting back to the race started down on campus at Memorial Union. It's really great. You run by the State Capitol, you run by the Cole Center, you run by Camp Randall, you run through the Arboretum, you run on the Lakeshore Path, you run through campus. Like, really, if I picked a route in Madison on my own, this would be it. It's so beautiful, so great, so many landmarks, and so well supported. I found out through the post-race survey that part of the reason it was so well supported is they have 10 water stops on the route, and they have 10 different community organizations sign up to man the race. And the top five organizations, as voted by the runners, the most inspiring, the most memorable costumes, whatever, get cash prizes. And so these water stations were extremely memorable. A lot of it was high school cross country or high school swimming teams. But they were really enthusiastic and really helped me have a great race and stay motivated. And the other people who really, really helped me this year were my family and friends. They showed up for me in a way that they haven't before, and it was so fun. At about mile two, I'm turning this corner, running down this little street, and all of a sudden on my right, I see this man holding this huge Go Becky sign, and it was my dad. And then I look a little bit closer, and I see that my sister's there with a cowbell, and so is my brother-in-law. And they are just going crazy, right? Just yelling, screaming. And that's what they did every time I saw them, which was probably four or five, six times across the course. They were just so inspirational, so positive, so loud that I had several people come up to me after the race and say, "Who's Becky? I wish I was Becky because she had such great fans." And that is so true. I had such great fans. If they ever run a half, I would totally support them in the same way because it was so much fun and so helpful to me as a runner. So yeah, the race was great. You finish back at Memorial Union, and they have a 14, I think they call it a 14-mile party, where you just sort of sit and by the lake. They have live music. You can have a beer. You can get some food, whatever. But it's a chance to just, you know, sort of bask in the glory of the half marathon. And there's so much positive energy that it's really fun to sort of hang out and chat for a little bit. But so all in all, really great race, really happy, all positive experiences, warm weather, but nothing crazy. And I recommend it to all of you, especially if you're in the Madison area next August. I'll probably do it again. And I would love to do it with some of you. So that's all for now. I look forward to hearing your updates, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Jim, aka JD, from South Central Pennsylvania. I don't know if you can hear that hum in the background, but that's our air conditioning, because I'm making this recording from my bed. I have been sidelined for a little bit with a back injury. I had a travel for work last week, so I was in Wisconsin, and as I was getting off the shuttle bus to go to the airport for my first of two plane trips home on Saturday, I ended up pulling something in my back, which, of course, if I were home, I would have just taken some Motrin, taken it easy, probably put a heating pad on it, rested it for a day, and I'd probably be fine the following day. But I wasn't at home. I was in Wisconsin, so, you know, cramming yourself into an economy seat twice for two separate flights home, I'm sure did not help. And I'm sure the hour and a half drive home from the Baltimore airport to my house didn't help. So by the time I got home, I was in a fair amount of pain. I couldn't even lift my luggage. That's how bad my back was. And I ended up going straight to bed and resting the remainder of that day, which was, at that point, it was already 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So one much of Saturday left. Did the same thing again on Sunday, but, you know, my wife had noticed that my left hip had dropped significantly. I actually looked like I had scoliosis. It's what it looked like. Those of you not familiar, scoliosis is that sideways bend that people sometimes have. It's a genetic issue in their spine. So literally my left hip had dropped, and it had dropped fairly severely. So that I couldn't even walk normally. I had this kind of like weird gait when I was trying to walk. So Monday was the chiropractor who was able to actually correct my spine, which is good. But it is now Tuesday, and I am now still in bed for one more day. I'm hoping only one more day. I can now walk normally. I don't have that crazy gait anymore. But I can't bend over, and I can't sit for more than about 30 minutes without it getting really stiff and sore. And so we're still resting. So I'm sidelined for a while, which is kind of a bummer, because I had my big kahuna workout coming up this weekend, which was actually going to be a 29-mile run. That is obviously not going to happen, because after this weekend, it was time to start doing my taper. I'm about a month out from my next marathon, so we'll see how this plays out. Hopefully this is temporary enough that it doesn't impact my training too much, but only way to find out is to, you know, wait it out, so... That's where I am. Yeah, a little bit disappointed with this, but, you know, nothing I can do about it, so it will be what it will be. So hopefully you're having better luck, and enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Extra Milers, this is Tricia from St. Louis, dialing in with a training report. I feel like I almost don't have a lot to say this time. Training has been going very well for the two half marathons that my husband and I have on the books, October 1st Cowbell and I think October 15th Rock and Roll. And really our only kind of challenge has been the weather. It has been really pretty hot in St. Louis. I know we did 11 miler this last weekend, and we were done fairly early. I don't know if it was like 9 or 9:30, and it was already like 85, and the humidity usually starts out at like 90%, and I think when we were done, it was only 86%. So continuing to have that summer challenge, but we all know we can't complain, because pretty soon we'll be bundling up and running in the cold. So trying not to complain too much about that. This weekend, we are actually headed to Dayton, Ohio for a car show that my husband's participating in. He has several hobby cars. And so I looked ahead to the weather, and Kevin, I got to say, your Ohio weather looks like it's a lot better than Missouri. It said 53 or so for a low on Friday night and a high of 77 on Saturday. So our plan is to get somewhere out in that area, in the Dayton Fairborn area, and try to get out around the hotel and get... I don't know if we can do this, but 10 by 800. So I guess the path and the route will be the key in terms of whether we can do speed work and not have to worry about traffic and things like that. I don't really think we're near a park. We're in more of a kind of a hotel-ish type area. So we're going to do that. And we're doing 10 by 800s. I think we accidentally 2 weeks ago did 10 by 800s instead of 8 by 800s just because I didn't look at my schedule closely enough. So we're a little bit ahead of the game, and we knocked those out at the paces that we were supposed to. The 11 miler this last weekend went, for me, fantastic. I I sometimes force my husband into a 15-30 ratio, and it's basically like either do 15-30 with me or I guess we're going to have to part on our runs. But I tried to kind of talk him into it, and I reminded him of what Jeff Galloway said last December to him. He's been having a little niggle in his knee, just some knee pain and stiffness that usually eventually works itself out, but he is still continuing to have it. And he had asked the question of Jeff about, you know, what to do. Should you just run slower? Should you do this? And the first thing Jeff said to him was to adjust the ratio. So whenever I force Tony, or I shouldn't say force, but whenever I try to plead with him to do a 15-30, he usually resists that a little bit, because I think his natural magic mile is probably a bit faster than mine. But I honestly think it was the right move for him. He recovered really pretty well from that run. I think 30-30 might have pushed it. And, you know, it's just better safe than sorry with that kind of stuff. Plus, really, to adjust for the heat, we needed to slow our pace more. So our pace wasn't the fastest on that run. But honestly, with heat, humidity, and his knee issue, I was just happy to get 11 miles done. So we will train up to 14 miles. I was looking ahead and I saw a 12 and a half on the schedule in a couple weeks. And I think after that is the 14. So we're not doing the, what do they call it? The time goal plan, but we are doing the two finish plan. And I always forget that that has you train beyond the distance. So I feel like we should be in pretty good shape, barring any unforeseen circumstances for the October first half. Loving hearing what everybody's been doing. I try to keep my Facebook updates. Just I really do that more for accountability. So y'all are probably tired of seeing my face and my updates there. But it just kind of keeps me motivated and keeps me going. So I hope everybody's having a great training season. And I hope you all enjoy your extra mile.
So there you go, episode 162 of the Extra Mile Podcast. Good stuff, huh? So today, I mentioned earlier, today I was at the gym. And before I got out of there, I was chatting up another guy there at the gym. I wouldn't say he's a buddy of mine. He's a guy that I've gotten to know a little bit just because we both are at the gym so often together. We're both lunchtime guys. And he came in and, of course, asked me how things were. And I responded with, hey, I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for asking. And, of course, I asked him, how are things with you? And his reply was, any day I'm healthy enough to get to the gym is a good day. How right is that? You know, and it got me thinking, how often when I'm not injured, feeling pretty good, how often do I take for granted my health? You know? And I was trying to figure out what I could do to appreciate my good health more. Don't have an answer. I thought I'd throw that out there. I have no idea how to really appreciate. We've all gone through these injuries and have to stop running from time to time, or sometimes even, you know, worse than just having to stop running. And you sit around thinking, oh man, I remember when I was running injury free. And so that's my question. How do you appreciate your good health? I don't know. The only idea I could come up with was maybe taking better care of myself, you know? Maybe, I don't know. Don't have an answer. That's what I'm asking you about. But you can definitely hear in some extra milers who are going through this stuff, you can hear the pain in their voices when they're injured, and you can conversely hear the joy when they're coming back and they get that health back. Before I'm off that topic, special thanks and prayers to my buddy Tom, who reminds us that depression is every bit as debilitating of an injury as a physical one. And I just want to tell Tom, thanks for sharing. I know sometimes just talking about that stuff isn't easy. And thank goodness you seem to be coming back as well. And thank you very much for sharing. Injuries of any kind just suck, don't they? And how about all these extra milers and their meetups, huh? JD and Anthony met again to run some ridiculously long training run together. Just tonight, by the way, on Facebook, I saw where Anthony and Chris Darling met up for a training run. Posted a picture at the Facebook page. Two big old smiling faces there. More jealousy. And like I said, JD and Anthony ran 26.9, was it? Knowing JD as well as I do, I'm really surprised he didn't run that extra tenth of a mile. Come on, JD, you know you wanted to. Good on both of you. And again, jealousy. But it was a little hard to hear what Anthony said at the end of their last submission. So I had to go back and turn the volume up and listen. So be real quiet and let's hear how Anthony finished that last submission.
This is Jim.
And Anthony.
Saying, enjoy your extra mile.
Toodles.
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 Toodles? Seriously, toodles? Who says toodles anymore? That must be one of those Irish expressions. Huh, Anthony? And what else? Bird in hand. That looks like it's going to be another extra mile meetup with Suzanne, Nate, Dwayne. I don't know. Who else? Seems like some more people are going to go to the bird in hand. I hope you guys all set this thing up in advance. Pennsylvania seems to be extra mile podcast central these days. And on a side note, hey, Dwayne, did you hear where Connie is going to run? Ocean City, New Jersey, baby. Dwayne and I, although never together, have run lots of miles on that boardwalk. Shriver's taffy. Mr. Russell is asking the question about proper etiquette on running on bike trails or other sorts of trails. I don't typically run on those bike trails. And when I did, I always just stayed to the right. You know, and you can see the bikes coming at you, and the bikers who knew the proper etiquette would always either, you know, blow a little horn or scream on your left as they came by. But some didn't. And it got to be a little scary sometimes. But I'm not sure there is any etiquette. But a lot of you guys run on trails a lot more than I do. So what do you got to say? So that's all I got. Oh wait, one last thing. I'm working on some very cool ideas for the JG 13.1 virtual with Jeff, Chris, and his entire team. So a word to the wise. Maybe if you're not already training for a December half marathon, maybe just for the heck of it, you ought to start training and see what happens. Pay attention to that other podcast and we'll make some sort of announcement at some point. That's all I got for real now. Thanks for the download. Thanks for all the submissions. Thanks for the last hour and a half plus of your lives. We don't take that lightly. And send us your updates. There's a lot of you out there that listen that do not participate. I haven't done any call-outs lately, but I think I'm fixing to get a hankering to look somebody up and embarrass them into submission. Y'all take care, huh? Till next time, enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast.
please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.